Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You get so upset. It's kind of funny. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 24/7, the extension of the show in the green room here. Laura just shuffling about, running about, coming back into the studio. You do get a little defensive when I say that.
Because 11:15 is not what it was.
What are you talking about?
Laura, what I said was, he was talking before the show. He's like, you know, I joked around coming in. I said, we're going to go now because, you know, you got to go. You got to get a parking spot in Boston, right? And I said, you got to leave at 10, which means he's out at 9:30.
Right. He leaves. And then I said, he has to get out of here every day.
And then I said, like yesterday, you know, he said, I got to be out of here by 11:30. We're having a meeting.
Monday.
And, was it Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm all screwed up on the days of the week. But
Still, but
then he was gone by like 11:15. He was out of that meeting.
You were not in the meeting at 11:30.
So when I called him out on it, he goes, I was there until 11:30. And you can make that noise all you want, but you definitely left earlier than that.
I was not out of there at 11:15.
You were out of there.
Matter of fact, I was late getting her.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying it because I was angry. I'm saying it because that's you. When you say you have to leave by 11:30 or whatever the time is, he's packed up and out the door a half an hour beforehand. That's just you. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. When you tell me you got to be out of here by a certain time, I know that you're out a half an hour before then. It's not coming from a place of anger.
Because
that's just you.
If I get out of here at 11:20, I have to pick up Nora and get her to work. Yesterday, I had 2 minutes to spare. So I learned that, it's what sucks is when I have to get her to work.
Right.
I don't want her to be late because I don't want her to get in trouble. But if I'm picking her up from work, I go, you can sit for a while.
But the thing is you will never say, I will leave. You'll never make the adjustment and go, I got to be out of here at 11:15. He always says, I got to be out of here by 11:30, and he leaves early.
Yes.
I'm done.
But we were in the middle of a meeting. I did look and I was like, oh, he's gone.
Say you need to leave in the time you need to leave.
Towards the end of the meeting, what were we talking about?
Doesn't matter.
Actually, a lot of stuff we let help we can came up.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But you don't care.
No, but when I called him on it, he was going, ooh. I do not. I'm like, dude.
You said I left at 11:15. I did not leave at 11:15.
You left it right around before 11:15,
oh,
actually.
Oh, my God.
Before
11:15?
I looked at the
clock. The meeting starts at 11.
I think it was
like 11:20. You sent a dirty text and then you hauled butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Not 11:15. Okay, 11:20.
And definitely not.
Your first reaction was, I left at 11:30. And I'm like, no way, dude. And Kelly said the same thing. Yeah. So, look, again.
It's disgraceful.
Not coming from a place of anger. But when you say something to him, the walls
because,
go
because
up like
immediately,
it's
what
time.
Did you say? You left before 11:15. No, I didn't leave before 11:15.
You know what I meant. You know what
no.
I meant. That's what he does. That's what he does. I got to be out here. And he's up. He's got to go. And it's partially based. I always accredit it to anxiety. Like, because you don't ever want to be late. Like, you're going to a show tonight. What time's the show?
I guess it says 6:30. I don't think that's what time the show starts. I think that's what time in Boston.
Doors open.
But
doors.
Before I got all the friggin' Red Sox drama today.
You mean the fact that they're playing again tonight?
I was thinking like 4:30
because
if I'm going to a show in Boston,
yeah,
you know, and I know where I'm going, to, I know where to park. Like if I'm going to the Middle East, I leave like an hour and a half before the show starts.
Hour and a half to get to Boston normally is good, unless you're in a busy time. Like, but you will tonight be in a busy time.
So I had no, you know, and I mean. Amy's like, the crowd's not going to, it's, look, I'm like, I'm not worried about the crowd. We dealt with the crowd this weekend in Salem. It's now, it's where are we going to, it's where we're going to put the car.
Yeah, parking place, yeah.
Did you get Parkwoods yet?
It would be so much easier to just
I'm doing it.
So much easier to just go and take the train, but when you're at a late, if it's a late rock show, you run
on
a risk of
work
getting
night,
stuck.
Yeah, right. Because I think on the weekends they'll run later, but.
It's too funny. It used to be, you know, rock show or die. Like, we didn't care. Like, I'm going, I don't care. But now you got a plan, man. You just got a plan.
There's I go to a majority of the shows, really all of them, by myself. I go see the bands I want to see. In 2 weeks, I'm going on a Friday night.
He hasn't that many friends, Kelly.
And I, you know what? This is when I like that. Mm-hmm. Because next Friday night, I am going to see Gwar at the Palladium. When I leave here, I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep during the day. Get up. Because I want to see really the last three bands. So I figure I'm not going to get out of there until 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Why didn't you ever ask me if I want to go see Gwar? I like Odorous Arungus.
So, he's no longer with us.
He passed.
Yeah. I know I can leave when I want to leave.
Yeah.
So I don't have to, like, you know, look over at somebody and go, hey.
No, I get it. Dude, I get it.
I want to go now.
I get it.
Yeah.
But we have to plan more now than ever. You know what I mean? It used to be like, I don't care. I'll walk around Boston all day long. I don't care. You know?
Yeah. Is she getting out of work early?
Amy has to use a couple days up before, and today was one of the days.
Oh, so she's not even working today.
You don't have to explain. Just say she's got the day.
She's doing a girls' weekend in New York City. Mm. So I think she took like the last three days off this week.
How was your girls' weekend, by the way?
It's
this weekend.
Yes.
All right. So what's on the docket? When Laura has a girls' weekend, it is all about, everything is planned out to the T. Today we're going to do arts and crafts for the first 3 hours, and then we're going to, what do you have?
Pillow fights.
Look at, she's smiling.
I'm going to show you how cute this stuff.
Are you going to feed each other grapes?
No. Well, we are going to do charcuterie on Saturday.
What about oils and stuff? You going to pour oil all over each other's breasts and massage each other?
No. So Friday, there's some people that have Friday off. Some people are getting out early. Some people have to work the full time. So
Don't dismiss the massaging of the breast thing. It's very helpful.
Friday is low-key night. I'm doing enchiladas.
Low-key night?
Low-key.
They're celebrating low-key.
I didn't know if you were doing like a Avengers Marvel night. Low-key.
Okay, low-key night. And then, so I'm doing enchiladas. Steph's doing all the taco stuff. And Tanya's making the nacho dip. Mm. And so we're doing Mexican.
Enchiladas.
Love Tanya's nacho dip.
Okay, so that's Friday night. And we might do one of our craft projects. Not sure, probably hit the pool and the hot tub. But I will show you my crafts. We're going to do this. And we're doing these. So if you look at my trunk right now, it looks like Hobby Lobby or Michael's. I'll pass it around.
At what point did it become about crafts and less about drinking? I mean, I know you'll be drinking.
It goes hand in hand, right?
I know that you're going to be. You'd have to be drunk to do crafts, according to Scotty. That's the only time you would ever want to do arts and crafts.
Do you remember the days when you were trying to put pumpkins inside of each other, and now you're just making them?
That was never happening.
Yeah.
So Saturday, we're going to wake up. Gloria's bringing all the breakfast items for Saturday. Then we're going to go for a hike.
Gloria?
Burn off that breakfast.
Gloria. Yeah. So, so after we do breakfast, we probably are hyped.
How old is Gloria?
30. Well, I'm 39.
You don't hear a lot
so
of like 30 years old. That's not
so
a
she's
common
40.
Name.
She's 40. Yeah, she just turned 40 in July. So then after the hike, and there probably will be, I told everybody bring travel cups so we could do mimosas on our hike.
Nice.
Because, I mean, come on.
That's a hike.
It's girls' weekend.
Right?
Mimosa.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
A guy weekend is like, yeah, we'll get there and we'll decide. But Laura, no, there's no deciding anything. It's decided for you.
She does a good job.
Yeah.
And they all appreciate, you should see all the emails I get back from them going, thank you, Laura, for doing, I mean, I'm the one that has to put this all together. And then after that, go back. We could be doing some more arts and crafts times. And then we have a late lunch at the restaurant bar, hanging out there. And then
you got a reservation?
No.
Okay.
We're all
so
set.
You're winging it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's on property. And then Saturday night, we are all bringing two bottles of wine to share. We're doing a charcuterie and wine tasting. So everybody's bringing meats, cheeses, different nuts and fruit.
All right, how big is the friggin' suitcase you have to pack all this stuff in? I mean, you and your Hobby Lobby stuff. I mean, how many trips are going to take you to unload the car?
A lot. Because
What
made you not bring the camper?
Yeah.
Because we did that last year. So every year we switch up. Last year, I have a camper and Tanya has a camper. So we did two campers and did a camping weekend.
What if, like, you come around for the round two of the crafts and one of the girls, I don't want
to
do that. Let's just get drunk. They don't have to.
They don't have to. But during it, I mean, we're going to be drinking and stuff. And then
they get a demerit when they don't?
They probably get the look and a little shunned.
No, no.
Shunned a little bit.
Yeah, but everybody, so when this started, I sent out the email to everybody. I gave them like 10 different ideas of things we could do. These are the ones that were voted on the most.
Right.
So I went out and I got 36 mason jars, and I got all the floral stuff and burlap for the pumpkins.
It sounds like fun.
And then we'll hit the hot tub and, you know, in the pool again. And Sunday, I have to be back for flag football by 10 and cooking for the Pats. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a weekend. You are working your butt off.
Why are you coming back? Why are you coming back to cook? Why can't you just stay and
the Pats play
enjoy
at
the
1.
Rest of the day for the girls' weekend?
That's what she does on Sundays.
Parker has a game at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss flag football, and Pats are at 1, so I don't want to miss that. So.
All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I brought Cards Against Humanity. I brought Farkle.
Okay.
I brought the cribbage board.
All right. That's good. That's good. You've got a lot going on.
What about
there.
A butt plug?
And then she came home, to cook for probably 20 guys.
Okay. This is, and do you guys want to hear what you're eating on Monday?
No. I mean, we've invaded your social life enough, and Scotty's rolling his eyes.
Well, you might want to know what you're eating on Monday.
It's
too much.
It's like.
It's too much.
Did you guys ever just think about, I'm bringing a couple lawn chairs, bring a couple sticks, we'll toast some shit on the grill, on the fireplace, and just relax. Sit back, lean to one cheek, fart. But you guys got the whole thing planned out.
We're at a resort this weekend, so we're not firing up anything except the oven that's in there.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a lot.
I just mean,
that's
it's like
going
even as mothers, you're getting away, but you're kind of not getting away.
It is. It's fun to make fall decorations when you're drinking wine and just shooting the breeze. It's fun.
I'm exhausted hearing the schedule, let alone doing it all. You know, but that's me. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to get home from work tomorrow, and I'm prepping all the enchiladas. I'm prepping my shrimp and corn chowder.
Okay, hon. I don't really need to
know. All set.
I know.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
And I know. Here's the thing. Some people are going, Greg, you're so rude to her. She will go on and on. She knows this. She knows. I love her. She's amazing.
But she will go over every detail. Does Jeff have the boys this weekend?
Yes.
Is he planning on anything, doing anything?
The meals are already made, dude. The meals are already made.
No,
I'm doing that tomorrow. I'll prep for them. I'll make them food.
That's basically what
I didn't know if it was like, hey, mom's away.
You're on your own.
We're having...
I asked him, I said, hey, guys, mom's going to be away this weekend. Do you want to order out or do you want me to make something? They said, mom, can you cook and put it in the fridge that I can heat it up? I said, yep. No problem. So I will be cooking food, and he has soccer games with them at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay.
What will he be wearing?
No,
I
don't.
Does he know yet?
He's a coach, so I'm guessing the uniform. It is picture day for soccer.
Every time I try to woe the wagon, it's unbelievable. And she'll go on and on and on and on. And she has every detail ready to go. It's amazing.
I'm going to say something to you that got me in a little bit of trouble. Amy is going away this weekend.
Her girl's weekend.
Her girl's weekend. So I said,
yeah, is she bringing a butt plug?
She might be. She might be.
Where is she stuffing her pumpkin?
As long as she doesn't take Scotty.
Her butt plug staying home.
Really all he cares
so
about.
I said, are you going to make anything and leave it for me to read? And what did she say? That's fucking Laura. I'm like, so is that a no?
Yeah.
So this be-
Do you want me to make extras tomorrow?
No, just, when Valerie leaves, when Valerie go like, Valerie was supposed to go away last weekend and she couldn't because she wasn't feeling well. But when she goes away, it's like, yeah, that's it, man. It's I'm on my own, and I don't want her to have to do that extra work. I don't want her to do it. I got it. I'm fine. I can make a sandwich. I can make some soup.
Go to the bar and get a sandwich.
Thank you. I could do all of those things. I don't. Yeah, she just goes, and when I go, I don't like you plan so well.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
The girls start asking me in June, when are we going to do Girls Weekend? When are we going to do Girls Weekend? And it started with me because it started with my bachelorette party.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
No, not about planning. Do you talk shit? Do the girls sit around and talk shit about guys? Like, do you sit there and do you have those conversations?
Yeah,
do you talk shit? Okay.
All yeah, right. It's more. Yeah, I guess we
no,
do.
I'm
but
not
I told
saying,
you, like, last year we got stuck in an hour and a half conversation about the better toilet papers and paper towels, and we were like, oh my God, what's going on?
Right,
with our
but you don't rag on your husbands?
Oh, we do.
Okay.
But that's not a lot of it.
Okay, right.
You know, we talk about our kids a lot.
I would think you are inhuman if you didn't, at least to some level, not some brutal level. Okay.
No, we, of course. We're like, oh, this one does this or this one does that.
Okay.
I mean,
all right. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. We have so much fun. A lot of dancing. Yeah.
I didn't hear that on the schedule, but I'm sure that...
Well, that just comes with, I mean...
Okay.
That's not on the schedule? You
don't have that? That's just what happens. We talk and we dance and we have fun.
You guys have a good time. You are fun. You are fun. No, I'm kidding. I'm serious.
You're kidding?
I'm serious. She's fun when she's relaxed.
Absolutely.
Let her relax.
If I bring you in a little pumpkin, I make you, you're going to love it.
Kelly's fun when he's relaxed. Roadkill is hilarious after a couple of drinks.
Yeah,
he's even like loose. He's relaxed.
This is Weekend Laura to a degree you've never seen her when it comes to Girls Weekend.
All I know is the time that I got to see and experience a little bit of Weekend Laura, it was friggin' hilarious.
There you go.
She comes out on Girls
there
Weekend.
There you go. So, all right. Well, good luck with Girls Weekend.
Yes.
Any chance at all you'll kiss? Just at some point, because us guys, we think it just happens naturally, just sort of reaching in the cupboard. Oh, look, there's my girlfriend, boom, and then you're on it.
Yeah, but we're not making out, but yeah, we kiss and we hug and we do all that stuff, but it's not like, no tongue.
I'm sorry?
Will there be any oil being checked?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, just because it's always a good idea to make sure that you have oil in your vehicles when you guys are doing that.
You have any bear spray? You never know.
Yep.
You're at a resort, but you could have a bear come onto the resort.
Well, we are going hiking. It's about a 3-mile hike.
Okay. All right.
Does any of them get halfway through and say, who the F's idea was this?
We might.
When have you pissed somebody off? Like, when did you plan something and somebody, you could see it on their face, they hate it?
Oh, my sister, because she just doesn't like me. But that's just funny. I kind of push buttons now on purpose.
You know what?
That right there was like the best answer.
Because you know what? There are times. I'll tell you right now.
And the laugh that goes into shit.
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you right now. There are times when I go to call my brother and I'm like, this guy doesn't even friggin' like me.
Well, this is, I mean, this
I
is.
I swear to God. Like, my brother is the worst conversationalist in the history of conversation. He won't. He's a one answer guy.
Just wants to get to the point.
100% cop. 100% good. But what was that? It was good. What do you? It was good. That's it.
But he probably looks at you as the complete opposite.
Agreed.
Meaning
and
sometimes
I think
you're saying stuff, and he in his mind, there's no need to say.
Yeah,
my sister and
right.
I are total opposites. Yeah. It's crazy, and we spend a lot of time during Girls Weekend. The other girls picking us apart of how crazy we are, like opposites, and that we don't get along.
Do your friends look at you and say, "I love you," but you're mental?
No.
Okay.
Well, probably
not these
because
friends.
But,
they benefit from
they
it.
They say,
exactly.
Thank goodness you are so organized. Or Laura, thank goodness you did this.
Yeah.
They ask, like.
I'm sure they do, but I wonder if they think that your ability and your organization is like off the charts crazy. You know that. You know that nobody does it like you do. You know that.
Yeah.
Right. But they love it because they don't have to do it.
Right. Yeah. They told me to book it. They asked me where we're going, how much they owe me.
Do you think they're scared of you?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
On some level?
Not these friends.
Okay. And I believe you. I believe you. But I can also see what Scotty's saying. Because if you're really, really, really good at something, somewhere along the line, some friends are like, oh, what a bitch. Just because you're good at it. But guys, too, same thing.
Those might be... So these
They're
are
not
friends.
Invited.
So I have friends that obviously I've met through the years that I've only been friends with now.
Right.
You know, for 4, 5, 6 years, in the last few. These are friends that I've had since, like, birth.
Mm-hmm.
So the core group of us, I mean, we all know how each other are.
Mm-hmm. Scott, do you have any friends that you think probably really don't like you?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't call them friends. More acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think it's everybody. Absolutely. Does. Everybody does. You know, Kelly?
Friends or just people that you work with?
Well, whatever.
I suppose
both. Yeah. Well, I know Scotty doesn't like you, so there's that.
Yeah.
That's the people that you work with and stuff like that.
But
you
we've
know.
Learned to live with each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm on the fence about, to be honest. I mean, I'm on the fence about Scotty.
Mm.
I'm on the fence.
Because
I want to call him, no, I love him, but I want to call him a friend, but I don't know if he thinks of me as
oh,
a friend.
He, I think
yeah,
he does.
Look,
he just winced, and he's rubbing his eyes.
He's getting uncomfortable.
Because he doesn't like the word friendship. He doesn't like
that
the word
friend.
That
implies responsibilities.
I know that we're friends.
Yes. I would certainly hope that I could safely say, you know, Kayla's not in this room, that I'm friends with all of
them. Oh, yeah. I agree. That's how I feel.
I am closer to you guys. And yeah, if we weren't working together, we probably would not travel in
but
the same circles.
But you still walk around with the Heisman, even with your friends. You got the Heisman. Your hand is out.
Yeah.
It's more
keeping
like
everybody away.
I know what he's saying, though. Everybody's got their own schedule. And if it's not a work event, it doesn't mean we have to hang out.
I know that.
We are friends.
I know that. I'm not saying that we're not friends. I do think so, but you also.
I really enjoy
alone
being an island, and I've accepted more than ever. You know, anybody that I should say most of the time that I've dated or I was with, they were my best friend. Amy is my
sure.
best friend.
Yeah,
you know, for sure.
It's like Valerie is for me.
I play in a band with guys, and you know, we're all friendly and stuff. But I wouldn't say that we're all best friends. No.
We don't hang out. People say, like, you guys must hang out together. We don't here on the show. We don't.
You got to figure, we spend a lot of time with each other.
In close proximity.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Yep.
It's a lot. So, like, when the show's over, not because I don't like anybody, right? You just want to get the hell out of here because you want to get out of work. And, you know, I'm going to go home and work from home anyway. But, no, it was an observation, not a criticism. You know what I mean? It's true. Like, I can't, you know, like, we've talked about it a million times. I'm never going to pop over your house, ever. Ever. Unannounced. That's okay.
You are more than welcome to any time.
No, it's okay. I'm not ragging on you.
I'd want to know ahead of time. I can put something on.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
I have gone over, though, to drop stuff off, you know, and he comes, he's got his piss shoes on.
Do you go in or do you just have him
no,
in the parking lot?
No, God, no. He doesn't invite me. Look at the face. He doesn't invite me in. I do a drive-by. He comes out, and he's got his little pea shoes on, which I'm like, I'm nervous because his pea shoes, French for slippers, Kelly, they're going to get wet on the outside.
Off, yeah. First off.
Gets his little pea shoes going on, his little cargo shorts.
If I had a house,
yeah.
The place that's mine, then I would not be. I'm trying to be convenient by meeting Greg.
But you could just push the button.
I can meet him in.
The drive by is perfectly fine.
That to me is, believe me, if I had a house, I'd want you to come on in.
The drive by is perfectly fine, but he's just funny. When you said, "Well, you never go in," his face, he's like, "What the are you talking about? Come in. Get out of here." Anyway, all right, that's our life.
All right, that's it.
That's our life.
Yeah, I got to go to Boston.
We got the rundown. He's got to leave. He's got to leave in 15 minutes, but it's going to be now. That's what it's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be leaving now, yes, because my kids have no school today.
I want you to... no school today?
It's teacher workshop day.
On a Wednesday?
Usually happens on Friday.
On a Friday in my art town. It's Friday.
Well, it was today.
Yeah. Don't you ever get upset and go, you guys have friggin' summers off.
No. But what's funny is I did talk to one of the teachers. I was like...
They hate it.
They're like, what a waste of money this is. You know what they're going to teach us? Is that they want them to be able to tell the kids they're great and make them feel more welcomed in school. One of them goes, this is how they teach you. They pretend they have a cheese grater in their hand. These professionals come in and tell the teachers, tell them they're extra great and make it look like you're grading on a cheese.
He goes, that's someone's job.
This guy goes, you know what? That might work for the kindergarten and first graders. I deal with eighth graders. I might get punched in the face if I'm telling them they're great.
And then get hit with the cheese grater. Right? Some TikTok cheese grater challenge.
So
that's what's going to happen.
This is what they're doing today.
Yeah.
So.
Teachers, by and large, don't like that. They don't like
it.
It's a waste of time.
Get it done. Yeah.
It's development. Community development, everybody. Yay.
Mm. When common sense could prevail. But anyway, all right, well, enjoy the rest of the day. So glad I know your entire, what you'll be doing. So 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, I'm going to go, ooh, it's just about
breakfast
time to break
time.
Out the breakfast.
Time.
Yeah,
craft
no,
time.
Breakfast.
That's at 11, Mimosas. Kelly. That's at 11.
So. Mimosa hike.
Anyway, so there you go. Scotty?
Yes.
Have fun at the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm going to.
You know?
Yep.
And I hope you get back at a reasonable hour.
I'll see
just
you guys
for your
in
own
the
safety.
Morning.
Hey, you're rolling a little late. You're
Amy,
rolling a little late.
Amy could be with us.
That's true.
Yep.
Bring her in.
Yep.
I'd love to have her on the show.
Oh, my God.
Love to have her on the show. Kelly, enjoy your run.
Thanks, buddy.
Laura, enjoy your picking up the kids and stuff.
Oh, okay? I just have to do the camper. I'm sad.
I'm free as a bird. I got nothing.
Going for a walk.
Yeah, once they I'll do that. But, yeah. Once they get older, they're adults, you're free as a bird, man. I'm free to go. I'm free to walk about the cabin, Kelly.
Maybe 5:30 or so, tune in the Red Sox.
I will watch the Red Sox. All right. Enjoy.
You might see me there.
Thanks for... Holy shit. That's wrong, Kelly. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on the 24/7. Hope you don't have a headache.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.